Lord, we're just human beings, Father. We have our frailties and our weaknesses, but Lord, in you we are strong. We are made strong, Lord. Father, may you come for a few moments of time, and Lord, just take over this vessel and have your will and purpose, Lord. God, everything is said and done, Lord, may it be to please you, Lord, and to uplift and magnify your name, Lord, and to, Lord, encourage your children, Lord, in this late hour, Father. Lord, I can't do it without you, Lord, and I only want to try, Lord. Help us, I pray, Lord. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Once asked me one time, I'm nervous, you know, but that's we're human beings, and it's not that I worry about. God's perfect, and He knows exact things to say. It's we got to get our flesh out of the way, you know. And as we're just servants, and all we are is if we can yield ourselves, we're just conduits. You know, a conduit is something that power or electricity runs through. Our power and our strength comes from Him. And if we can just yield our vessels, that He can be glorified and lifted up. For we ain't nothing but for the grace of God. I say that many times, but we are nothing but for the grace of God. The Bible says, humble yourself before the Lord in due time. If He's got more for you, He will raise you up and He will magnify. Because the Bible says, the righteous will shine in the end time. I believe the bride of Christ is going to shine in this hour. The world is getting darker and darker and darker. But the children of God, where God, there is light. We are the light of the world. We may be, you've heard the expression say, we may be the only Bible anybody ever reads. Brother and sister, I want to be, when people see my life, when they see your, I want them to see the love and grace and mercy of God. Something Brother Boyd said several years ago, it has stuck with me, the phrase, but if you ain't got love, you ain't got nothing. If you ain't got love, you ain't got nothing. Yesterday we were, reason we were late getting in, our son Ethan was graduating from the police academy down in Evansville, and there was a speaker there that, I tell you, I don't know much about him. I did get to talk to him just briefly at the end of it, but I tell you, the things he said, it was only maybe 5-10 minutes, but I tell you, he said some very profound things that really stuck with me. First of all, he told the class, he said, whatever you do, stay humble. Stay humble. You know, that's a problem a lot of people have in this hour, is they have no humility. Pride and arrogance is the story of the day. But stay humble. I've tried to teach my kids that. Be humble. I don't care what God or how much God blesses you in whatever. If you're arrogant about it, people ain't going to want it. You must stay humble because it's only by the grace and mercy of God. All good things, all gifts come from Him. We ain't nothing. We're just a conduit. Just a conduit. But he had a quote that I'd like to share with you. I went up to him afterward and I said, can I quote that? He said, absolutely. And I forgot who the writer or the person who spoke it was. But it says, to speak the truth without love is brutality. But to just show love without speaking truth is cowardice. And I tell you, that really stuck with me. You know, you may have all truths and all revelations, all these things, but if you got a bad attitude, if you're hurtful, and brother and sister, the Bible says speaking the truth in love. I heard a man say one time, he said, he got up and he said, you better put your toes under the seats because I'm going to stomp all over them today. And I thought, where's the love of the shepherd? Where's the love for the people? Brother and sister, I didn't come here to hurt nobody. And I didn't come here to stomp on nobody's toes. But again, we're nothing but conduits. What God would have. Speaking the truth in love. My thought this morning, I titled it, "The Lord is My Shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. If you'll turn with me in John, the 10th chapter, we'll read verse 14 of the 10th chapter. Just bear with me this morning. I depend on the Lord. We should all. I mean, again, we're nothing. Without Him, I can do nothing. It's like the song Brother Mark sang. Without Him, I'd surely be in vain. Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Brother and sister, I need Him. I need Him every hour. When you get to where you think you can do it on your own, brother and sister, if you're a child of God, somewhere is correction coming. Somewhere He's going to say, whoa, I'm the one that's leading and guiding. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man take from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. Brother and sister, when you read that, realizing He didn't have to go to the cross. He could have called 10,000 angels to take Him back. But He chose to lay down His life for the sheep. He chose to give His life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He chose to go to the cross. That's a good shepherd. A good shepherd that would lay down His life for the flock, for the sheep. He's not like the hireling that would that they don't belong to me and I don't get paid enough. They don't pay me enough to take on that wolf. Brother, sister, we belong to the good shepherd. Oh, my. Oh, how He looks down. And no matter what you may be going through in this hour, He's the good shepherd. And He's looking for you to lean upon Him. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to meet your need. How many times is when you had kids or young ones, you know, you may be walking somewhere in the dark, and how they'll get close to you. They'll come up right because they feel safe. They know you're going to protect them. You may be scared yourself, but they don't know that. Brother and sister, they're looking to you for their protection and for their guidance and to keep them safe from whatever may be out there. Brother and sister, we have a good shepherd. I think of David, how the good shepherd, he was a good shepherd. Because what did he do? He took on the bear and he took on the wolf and the lion. I mean, because he had a love for the sheep. Jesus said He left the 99 to find the one. Oh, He is the good shepherd. Brother and sister, I look around and I see men that, and I hope this doesn't offend, but I grew up listening to you. And I tell you, the last thing in the world I ever thought I'd be would be standing where I'm at right now. And it was not what, and I've said this, it's not what I wanted for myself. And you could ask every man of God, their minister, it's not what they wanted. But I tell you, we're children of God. And when He calls us, we don't choose and pick what our job we want. He knows what we're suited for and He knows where to place. And we must take those places in humility and take the responsibility, realizing, again, we are nothing but for the grace of God, and we're only servants. He is the good shepherd. Oh, I tell you, I know it may be just a simple thought this morning, but I hope the Bible says, speaking the truth in love, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I'll be honest, and physically I'm tired this morning. So if I've got to get myself out of the way, Lord, you just have your will and purpose. Bless the name of the Lord. Down into the 25th verse, same chapter. Jesus answered, "I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Brother and sister, the religious world out there, they don't want what you and I have. They could care less what we believe. Brother and sister, He has called us to the highest calling. There's others out there. The Bible says He has other sheep. But we have been called to the highest calling, the bride of Christ. He has things for His bride. He wants to be have an intimate relationship with us, that He can share these things, the deep things of His Word with us. And we will take these things and we will cherish them in our heart. We won't just throw them left and right and think, well, it could be this, it could be that. Brother and sister, He's put it within us. He's given us something, a great treasure to take care of and to cherish. We're not like those out. We are the bride of Christ. We're following the Good Shepherd. And we know the children of God, we know His voice. Another, we're not going to follow. The Bible says He will lead and guide you into all truth. All truth. Lead and guide us into all truth. He gave us His Spirit. Each one, we've got indwelt the Holy Ghost within us, leading and guiding us into all truth. So many times we get distracted and sidetracked, and so much noise in the world that sometimes we don't hear that still small voice sometimes. But brother and sister, we're coming to an era of time. If we ever depended upon the Lord, we better depend upon Him now. If we ever sought the Lord with all our heart, we better do it now. The world's getting dark. You look at the political realm about, I tell you what, nobody could have sat down and wrote a novel that would be any more twisted and convoluted than it is today. But who is in control? God is in control. God is in control. And I've said this many times in the last little bit. This book is going to be fulfilled. Whether I like it or you like it or anybody else, every word is going to be fulfilled. Brother and sister, if it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, it's going to be fulfilled. If it says as it was in the days of Lot, it's going to be that way. And you and I can't do anything about it. All we can say is, come quickly, Lord. We look around, we think, well, it's bad now. But look, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. You know, you look at Sodom. You had these two angels. Just to give you an idea how bad it got. Two angels went to Lot's house. And they were beating on the doors trying to get to him. And Lot, offering up his daughters. And they didn't want that. They wanted those two young men. Beating on the doors. God struck them blind and they still beat on the doors. We live in a world today that is blind. Brother and sister, the Bible says there will be light in the evening time. You and I as children of God, we see that light. We are a part of that light. We are following the Good Shepherd. And He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every promise in the book is mine. It's yours. Sometimes we live so below our means. You know, we look to our job. We're going to try to save this, do this, have a nicer house, nicer cars. But brother and sister, we're children of the King. We're going to rule and reign one day. I sometimes think we don't let that sink in. We are going to rule and reign. You can take these Congress, senators, presidents, kings, princes, all these, brother and sister, they're all going to be brought low. But the children of God are going to be raised up one day. Those that will humble herself, He will raise up. The bride is going to be a humble people. The ministry is going to be a humble bunch of men. No arrogance. There is no room for pride and arrogance. Again, we're nothing but for the grace of God. Oh, I tell you, I just marvel at what God has done in the last few years and how He is putting something together. The devil don't like it. Brother and sister, he's going to fight tooth and toenail. He's going to come at you. He's going to come at me. But I was thinking the other day, and I think I started to say this a minute ago, but I thought, you know, the things we go through, and I told you I started this new job, and if anybody knows me, I hate computers. I call myself a computer idiot. I just don't like them. But I started this new job, and the aircraft has got a whole new computer system in the cockpit. And then they got a work computer. And then they gave me an iPad. And I'll be honest, I was stressing a little bit. But you know what? I have to sit back. I left it all home this weekend. I just have to sit back and realize, God, You gave me the job. You gave me the job. So if You gave it to me, then You're obligated to help me get through these hurdles. And I believe He will. But it doesn't matter. You know, still my flesh, you know, I get stressed. And I got to thinking about that. You know, how many times, how many things we've gone through in our lives. You know, and we stress and we worry. And brothers and sisters, I realize we go through the valleys because it only makes us stronger. These things that cause us to lean even more on the Great Shepherd. He allows us to go through these things so He can show us, prove to us, hey, I'm in control. And I am the one that's leading you. Rest in Me. So I thought all these things through my life I've stressed and worried about. And in the end, God has always made a way. And I look back and I go, why did I stress so much? Why did I worry? What is wrong with me? Brother and sister, we're human beings. If Elijah, the anointing that was on Elijah, look at the power and the confidence and the boldness in Mount Carmel. Here he was, he called fire down from heaven, licked up the sacrifice, the water and all these other, and then took those prophets of Baal and took them out and slew them. But then what did he do? He ran for the hills. Running from Jezebel. He was a human being. Brothers and sisters, we draw our strength from God Almighty, the Good Shepherd. We got to realize, Lord, I'm not in control. You are. Lead and guide me, Lord. The things you may be going through now, and I guarantee you, I'm not saying this by a word of knowledge or discernment, but everyone in here is going through something. If you're not going through something, then you say, Lord, what's wrong with me? Because the Bible says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, suffer persecution. Yea, it don't mean yay, whoopee. No, it means it ain't a good thing when we go through it. We know we don't enjoy it. But brother and sister, it's His Word. Every word is going to be fulfilled. If you live godly in Christ Jesus, there will be persecution. There's going to be trials. There's going to be tests. Because, brother and sister, we're going to rule and reign. We are going. He already knows, like I said before, He already knows what we're made of. He already knows what we're capable of. He already knows the end before the beginning. We don't. We don't know what we're capable of. I remember going through basic training in the Army. You know, if you told me all the things I had to go through, I said, there's no way I could go through it. But step by step, you go through it. You go through it. And every day you go, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the day. But at the end of the day, you made it through. And when you get to the back side of it, you get to the end of it, and you get that certificate saying you finished, you go, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But at the time, it was bad. And I will say this, Cameo, somebody asked me one time, I said, if somebody offered me $1 million to go through all that again, I wouldn't do it. You couldn't, and I'm... But God saw me through. Every trial, every test you're going through, He sees it. And He's the good shepherd. And He is leading and He is guiding. And one day you're going to come out on the other side of that trial and say, thank you, Lord, that you loved me so much, that you cared for me so much. You saw me through. You carried me when I couldn't walk anymore. It may not feel good at the time, but brother and sister, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a great mighty God we serve. He knows our need. He knows our hearts. You will humble yourself before Him. I've seen so many men in my line of work. They're just so arrogant and so know-it-all. And they are. They could be the smartest guy on the face of the earth. But I tell you, when they make the least little mistake, there's very little mercy. There's very little grace. Because people are standing there waiting for that opportunity to say, aha! I've seen it over and over and over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brother and sister, I don't have a lot this morning. But I've said upon, I'd rather be able to speak 10 minutes of truth and something that can be uplifting and edifying than 2 hours of whatever. Brother and sister, like I said, there's I can look back through my life and there's certain sentences, certain words, things that ministers have said through the years that stuck with me. I couldn't tell you another word of that message, but certain things stuck out. And I've been able to draw from through the years. It's just the way it is. Our mind, we got such a limited capability. And as you get older, it gets even worse. In Psalms 23rd chapter, I'm just going to read through this and then I'll be closing here in a minute. But I read this last Sunday and so I was reading it at home and I thought, you know, we read this all, you hear it all the time at grave sites and funerals and things like that. But I tell you, if you ever just stop and read the message in this passage here, I tell you what, it covers our lives. Covers our lives. There's high points and there's low points. The enemy attacks. But brother and sister, we serve the great shepherd. You know, a good shepherd, he loves the sheep. And he'll lay down his life for the sheep. A hireling will not. They'll run. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Brothers and sisters, His Word said, He will never leave us nor forsake us. As the Bible says in Philippians, I think it is, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's a promise. Doesn't say He'll supply all your wants. I don't know what we're going to go through before we get out of here. Like I said, a lot of people think we're just going to cruise right on out of here and we're going to be raptured and everything's just going to be great. But brothers and sisters, there's things coming upon this nation. Brothers and sisters, there's things coming. The comforts and things we have today may not always be this way. But I do know this, He has promised to meet our need. What did the psalmist say? I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Think about that. Never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Brother and sister, I believe this weekend we're laying in green pastures. God is feeding His children in a way. He's got a pasture set just for us. It's plush, it's green. We don't have to pick through scrub and thistles and all these things. Brother and sister, He's laid a table before His children. He's promised to give us fresh meat in due season. Wherever the carcass is, eagles will be gathered. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Oh, my. I don't care how bad it may seem, the trial, the test, He's leading us and He's guiding us. He's promised to lead us and guide us and never leave us. It may seem the hardest thing you may have ever gone through, but brother and sister, joy comes in the morning. Somewhere there's victory ahead. Follow the Good Shepherd. You know, the Good Shepherd doesn't hurt it. He doesn't beat them with a stick. He gently nudges them, leads them along. And when one goes astray, He'll go get that one, bring him back to the fold, because that's the love of a shepherd. The love of a shepherd. Jesus said, all that the Father has given me will come. You may have loved ones today. You're worried and you're stressed about it. But brother and sister, God has never lost one. And if we take on our brother and sister's burdens and say, Lord, not only my children, Lord, save their children. Lord, if we could just have that love and compassion one to the other, to take their needs and their burdens upon ourselves and pray and seek the Lord for them. Brother and sister, you're going to see some things changing and moving in the lives of His children. Love one another. I also love one another. Because it will do what? Covers a multitude of sin. You love one another. So I've heard all this before. Well, I'm just reminding you. Love one another with a fervent love. Just to tell you, someday it may come down to you stepping before your brother or sister to take a bullet or take whatever. It's love. You know, the world's got to love. They call us haters because we tell people the truth. We're haters because we tell them, hey, the Bible says that's a sin and you will not see the kingdom of God. Brother and sister, but that's hate. Brother and sister, the Bible says, if you know someone is in a fault or you see and you don't warn them as a watchman, you don't warn and something happens or they die, their blood is on your hands. But if you go and say, hey, that's wrong, if you warn them of it and they go on and do it anyway, hey, their blood's on them, not you. Brother and sister, but the world, that's what I said a few weeks ago at home. The devil has tried his level best to discredit this book. He's taken it piece by piece, page by page, and ripped it out. To where the religious world, I tell you, they could carry it on a single piece of paper in their pocket to church with them, what they believe and what they've accepted or what they've kept. But that's the devil's plan. If he can discredit this word, then there is no more moral compass. There is no more anchor. There is no more foundation. I'd like to ask some of these atheists and some of these people, what do you base your moral compass on? I don't think it's right to steal from nobody or kill from nobody or do. But where'd that come from? Somewhere there's an example. But they've done their level best to tear it apart. And I've always amazed that people like to quote that scripture. He without sin cast the first stone. Well, that's true. But read on. It says, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. I don't mean every week you pull that scripture out and say, hey, You know, don't cast stones at me. That's what. Go and sin no more. But brother and sister, the world don't want to hear that. Darkness has set in. It's a darkened world. And this book will be fulfilled. It will. I can't change it. All I can do is speak the truth in love. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. All my righteousness is just filthy rags. But I tell you, He saved us, cleaned us up, and He filled us with His Spirit. He chose to dwell in our lives. Think about that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're a privileged people. We're the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Skip sings a song. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows everything about me. He knows my heart, my attitudes, my thinking. Hey, there's still things He's working on me. He's working on you. Brother and sister, one of these days, the final product will be restored, will be brought, and we're going to get out of here. What a day that'll be. My Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. Oh my, what a day, what an hour. I tell you, He has caused us to sit now, right now, in heavenly places. He is blessing us today to set together in one accord. Brother and sister, we should never take those things for granted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I remember when we 8 years this fall, we started the church. The word, the scripture kept going over and over and over in my mind. Forsake not gathering yourself together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we come together. Like I said before, I don't know how much longer we can gather like this. But I know this. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, He'll be in the midst. We live in the greatest hour that's ever been known to man. The Bible says, the prophets of old, they would desired to be where you and I are today. How many times we take it for granted? I might say this because I can't really say it too much at home, so I'll say it here. I had an uncle one time told me, he said, you know, you can kind of tell, and I realize people work. I work a lot of times on the midweek service, but so you can tell the strength of a congregation by who tends in the midweek service. And I thought about that. It's true. You know, everywhere you go, you know, midweek service is always usually pretty low. But everybody's there on Sunday morning. And I understand. I you know, there's people who got to work. I wasn't there Wednesday, so I had to work. You know, my desire is to be in the house of the Lord. That is my desire. If I'm able and will, I want to be in the house of the Lord. That ought to be a desire in our hearts. Every time we can be there, be there. Say, well, I don't have much to contribute. Brother and sister, I can't tell you how many times a brother or sister has come up to me, shook my hand or hugged me and told me they love me or appreciate it. You don't know what I might have gone through that day and what that meant to me. You don't know. Say, well, I'm not a singer. I'm not this. I'm not that. But you have a part. Everyone has a part. Every joint supplies. Every joint. Brother and sister, I encourage you. These things, it's going to get tighter and tighter and tighter. Forsake not the gathering yourself together. Well, may the Lord just bless each one of you. I have a few more scriptures, but I'm thankful for His grace and mercy. I'll tell this now because I didn't want to tell it beforehand. I said we went to my son's graduation, police academy over in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday. It's about 100 miles west of Louisville area. And we took him to dinner. And at about 5:45, I was still in the restaurant in Evansville, and I got a text from Brother Boyd. Said, "When are you going to be here?" I said, "We'll be late tonight." And he texted me back and said, "Well, you're on in the morning." I'm like, "Oh, Lord." I texted him back. I said, "Brother, if the Lord deals with you in the night and you want to change direction, you go right ahead." Because anybody knows me, I don't function too well on a little sleep. I think we got in bed about 1:30 this morning. We left Evansville at 6:30 last night. But the Lord was good. And we ended up taking a bypass. We went through parts of Alabama and then into Georgia. And it would have been scenic if it hadn't been so dark. But I was reminded. I'll tell this in closing. I'll tell this little story. Many of you already heard it, but I'd been up to Loggins's one weekend. It's when I was in the service down in Fort Rucker, Alabama, down around Dothan, Alabama, Enterprise. And I was training during the day, or at night, so I had Monday morning off. And I wanted to stay in the services as long as I possibly could. And I stayed that Sunday night. I believe it was maybe the church in Dawsonville. Is that where it was? Anyway, you know, you can't get there from here. And, you do this, and this. So I'm driving back, and this was before Siri and GPS and all that. So I had a map, and I mapped it out, all the roads, and it was late. It's probably, three hours and a half over to Fort Rucker. And it was late. I stayed after the service that Sunday night. And I left, and I thought in my heart, you know, I was kind of a little discouraged, one, that I had to go back to the post, and two, I just felt like, Lord, I don't really have much to offer. And kind of sulking a little. I was a little homesick. I'm talking to myself, praying, you know, and meditating upon the Lord and talking to Him, and just like I talk now. And the thought came to me, somebody had seen somebody along the road, and they said it reminded them of Jesus. And the thought, I said, Lord, if I seen you, would I recognize you? Would I stop to pick you up? And I was honest in my heart. I said, Lord, would I? And it was like somebody just ripped the cab, the top of my truck open, and His Spirit just filled my truck. I had never felt an anointing so great in my life. Words can't even express it. But if you've ever driven these back roads, again, you're this way, this way, this way, this way. I don't remember the rest of the drive. The next thing I remember, I'm sitting in the parking lot of my barracks. Whether they transported me or not, I don't know, but I don't remember it. But I do know this, that what I do remember is that great anointing and the fellowship I had with the Lord that day. And now He saw me at a low point and chose to come down and bless me the way He did. Brother and sister, as long as I live, if I don't remember anything else, I'll remember that. I tell you, His grace and mercy has saw me through. His grace and mercy will see you through. Whatever you're going through, be honest before the Lord. Hey, you can't lie to Him. There's no need to even try to. Be honest with Him. I tell you, He's been so good to me. He's been so good to me, and He's been so good to you. God's grace and mercy saw me through. And but for His grace, are you grateful and thankful for following the great shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You. Lord, there's nothing I can do or say, Lord. God, You are so great and merciful. How great Thou art. None greater. Bless Your children, Lord. Father, I pray that something was said that maybe could encourage a little, Lord. Father, if I've said anything out of line or wrong, Lord, forgive me. Lord, strike it from the record, Lord. God, only those things, Father, that, Lord, You are pleased in. God, I stand before the greatest people on earth. I stand before Your children, Lord. Lord, You bought them. You purchased them with Your life and Your blood, Lord. Bless them, I pray. Lord, in the continuance of these meetings, Lord, God, may You just anoint Your servants in a mighty way. Lord, may each one be able to get their self out of the way, Lord, and yield wholly to You, Lord. God, we're a needy people, and without You, we can do nothing. Bless now, I pray. Thank You for Your blessings in Jesus' name.